Now this is a dictation for Tasha, T-A-S-H-A, Fry, F-R-Y, July 2566. Address as a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 802-5029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow-up for Tasha, who has advanced renal failure, CKD stage 5, severe anxiety disorder. She was doing a very small dialysis regimen of 2 hours, which was not helping with clearings, as she was having no significant symptoms. We stopped dialysis and the catheter was removed. She complains of poor appetite and weight loss, nausea but no vomiting, denies dysphagia, constipation or bleeding, denies decrease in urination or infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, denies chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, uses marijuana, no smoking, other review system negative, she lives alone, medication list review, says to be taking Norvas, Coric, cholesterol treatment, anticoagulation with Eliquis, on phosphorus binder Renvela, only takes on her normal meal, one a day, does not take for snacking, like milk or crackers, uses Ultran as needed, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 166, blood pressure on the right side, 150 over 90, no blood pressure on the left, prior breast cancer and lymph node dissection, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, arrhythmia pericardial wrap, no situs tendinosus or masses, minimal edema, no focal deficit. She's very emotional, has JVD, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry. GFR9, stage 5. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 17. Normal albumin calcium. Phosphorus elevated 5.1, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 5, likely from hypertensive nephrosclerosis. We stopped dialysis as she was doing minimal treatment. For practical purpose, it was not helping, like being off dialysis altogether, for what we stopped dialysis and we removed the dialysis catheter. She has no overt symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, pulmonary edema. We discussed about the elevated phosphorus. She needs to also take binders on snacking like crackers and milk. We discuss about anemia and potential EPO treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. We discuss about metabolic acidosis. At this moment, she's not interested in bicarbonate. I talked to her about an AB fistula. She couldn't understand me or follow why needs to be done in advance. As she started to be very anxious and cried, I did not pursue any further. Next number, she does have ischemic cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction, next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, chronic ischemic vascular abnormalities of the brain. Next number, history of breast cancer without recurrence. This is 2016. Prior surgery, chemotherapy, tamoxifen, presently off treatment. Next number, history of light chain amyloidosis with prior chemotherapy, apparently on remission, has followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation appears to be in sinus rhythm. Next number, prior alcohol abuse, presently marijuana, no smoking. Next number, severe anxiety, depression, and probably post-traumatic stress disorder. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient, continue education, the need to prepare in advance. If this need, if she agrees for dialysis and symptoms become more severe, I will encourage her on hemodialysis as she was not able to do full treatment on peritoneal one. End of dictation.